It's Wednesday, September 3rd, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. The Statistics Agency has released 14 regional reports from the 2023 Population and Housing Census, providing detailed data on demographics, social conditions, and the economy at constituency level. NSA spokesperson Miriam Shepo says the reports will help governments, local authorities, and development partners plan more effectively.
These regional profiles are vital for evidence-based policymaking, enabling government institutions, local authorities and development partners to design interventions that respond to the unique challenges and opportunities of each region. By reflecting regional differences, the data ensures that no community is left behind in the national development agenda.
Today, Mariental hosts a mass memorial service for those who lost their lives in the tragic head-on collision. President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa is expected to attend, as the presidency confirmed. Police Inspector General Joseph Shikongo says investigations continue, as stated by the Ministry of Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security spokesperson Margaret Kalo.
The Ministry of Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security informs the public that a mass memorial service will be held to honor the lives of the 14 staff members and 2 civilians who tragically lost their lives in the accident near Mariental. The memorial service and the venue is Mariental Sport Fields in Hardapo region.
Men account for 82% of suicide cases, with 360 out of 437 reported between July last year and May this year. And Valde Mateus for News on One reports that women made up 67 cases, while 12 involved children. Clinical psychologist Gisela Kalipi says the high rate among men is linked to economic strain, mental health challenges, and social pressures.
Kalipi said suicide warning signs may include withdrawal from social or family activities, giving away possessions, risky behaviors, and sudden calmness after distress. Kalipi said families should provide emotional support and safety net. Schools must train staff and employ counselors to create safe environments. Workplaces should offer wellness programs and mental health support.
Continentally, at least 4 soldiers and 10 militia members were killed in clashes in a region in South Sudan, where previous fighting led to the arrest of first Vice President Riek Machar, the military said on Tuesday. Reuters reports show that Machar's March arrest as a longtime rival of President Salva Kiir sparked international calls for restraint and raised concerns about a possible return to civil war between Kiir's Dinka forces and newer fighters loyal to Machar. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed that India offered to slash tariffs on U.S. imports to zero after Washington imposed steep new levies last week. Meanwhile, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi's recent visit to China may signal a potential pivot towards Beijing amid rising tensions with Washington. Ira Spitzer is our correspondent.
President Trump took to Truth Social to claim that India offered to eliminate tariffs on U.S. goods entirely, just days after Washington doubled the duties on Indian imports to as high as 50%. That's expected to hit industries like textiles and jewelry hard. Indian Prime Minister Modi has just made his first trip to China in 7 years to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, fueling speculation that India may be recalibrating its strategic posture and potentially edging closer to Beijing in light of U.S. economic pressure.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.